Wanneer we continue in Chayadim, Klal Lamed Ches, we're at the end of Simon Gimel, and the Chayadim introduces the idea of Shuvim. So I just want to clarify this point, which is not so relevant for the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, but it is relevant for the halachas of Tevila, so it's important to understand this. So there's a requirement for the mikveh that we said, mikveh has to be in the ground. Mikveh is only kosher is in the ground, and we said a kli is possible. So if a person will be tevel in a kli, so that's possible. So the simplest case, a person takes a kli, which is large enough, and he sticks himself inside of it. So that's possible. According to many Rishonim, let's say you take that water, which is in a kli, and you pour it into the ground, it becomes kosher. Because the problem is not the kli. The problem is, you're not being tevel in a kli, you're being tevel on the ground. The fact that it was once upon a time in a kli is not a problem. However, this is the machlokes of Rishonim. Some say that midrash, that's possible. The fact it was once upon a time inside of a kli is also problematic. According to everybody, it's possible at least midrabanan. And once upon a time it was inside of a kli. And that's the halacha, which is known as she'uvim. She'iva means to draw something, like draw something out of a well, using a bucket. That's the act of she'iva. The simple base of she'iva, they would go and draw the water from the mayan. They would go and draw the water from the spring of the shiloah. So the word she'iva means to draw something into a kli. So she'uvim refers to the idea that water has been placed in a kli. So water which has been inside of a kli is possible for tefila, even if the water now is in the ground. So one of the issues which we have with a mikvah, you have to make sure that there's no step of the process where the water is going into a kli. That's relevant when you have various filters, which are part of the mikvah process, and the water passes through them. So some of them have a place to hold the water as it goes through. So that should be considered to be a kli. Now, if you have a pipe, which is open-ended, and at either end, and it cannot hold the water, so that's not considered a kli for these purposes because it cannot hold it, cannot hold the water. Similarly, if it only became a kli, it wasn't able to hold anything in the detached status. It only got the ability once it's attached to the ground. So that was a case of chakakai, kavoy l'vasev chakakai. So in some scenarios, that does not get a din of a kli for the lachas of shuvim. Water which is processed, the city water which is processed through the processing plants, goes through various different stages where it's actually held inside of a kli, the filters, etc. Therefore, the water which comes from the city is considered in halacha mayim shuvim, and it's possible for tefila. So what is kosher for tefila? Rainwater which gathers in the ground is considered kosher for tefila. You have a big empty spot on the ground, it rains and it fills it up with water. Let's say I take the area around it and I cut into the ground troughs which allow the water to run down to this hole. Also fine, it's just I'm just digging something out on the ground. I'm not making a kli. Let's say I have a river which comes from a spring. I divert some of the water. I dig out a channel to bring the water to this spot, and then I close off the connection, and that water, that's considered, all those would be valid forms of a mikvah. Let's say I have water gathering on my roof, and I make a series of pipes, which at no point in time are able to hold the water, they just automatically just flow through without any stopping from the roof all the way into the pits. It's also considered valid water because there was no point in time where it was being held in a kli. And that's basically how mikvah works. We have the water gathering on the roof. It goes through a series of pipes to bring it down to the container which holds that. The container itself is made out of, nowadays made out of concrete, which is just earth poured into the ground. It's a form of dirt. So rock, etc. so that we pour it into the ground, it never is considered a kli. Even if it's reinforced with steel rods inside of that, we can work that out as well. So that's all not considered a problem of shuvim. Now, how do we go to the mikvah? The mikvah which we use, the person actually tovel, it is not the rainwater, it's city water. So there's a concept in halacha. If we attach the shuvim while they're in the ground into the rainwater, they become kosher again. So the process of, we use city water, which comes through pipes and forms of shuvim. You put it into the place, which we call the bor tevila, where people are actually tevil, and we have a connection between that and the bor, which holds the rainwater, the system which holds the rainwater. We connect it to that, and then we're able to do tevila in, because that removes the status of shuvim from the water, and we're able to be tevil in it. So that's regards to the halachas of tevila of a person. Now we move back to the chayalim. As Hashem, go back to the chayalim, talks about the issues of tevila and the tila regards to the tila sedayim in the next year. Have a good day.